There with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 274 in that continuing series. 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. And yes, our theme is about to wrap up here with Larry Rezavi. Yes, indeed, Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Like I mentioned, it is our 274th broadcast of our Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest in the studio this morning, and we welcome in an old friend to KASM. Yes, Miss Jeannie Bonfig. Jeannie, how are you this morning?
I'm very good. Oh, very good.
It is an honor to have you in the studios. Jeannie, you know, we're going to go back and start at the beginning, but we're going to just find out in the meantime. People are scratching their heads and saying, Jeannie Bonfig worked at KASM. When did this come about?
I was here. First of all, I want to thank you for inviting me in. I want to start with that side. This is so much fun. He just toured me through the building. I haven't been here for a long time, and I would say it was 94 to about 99.
Okay.
About 5 years I worked in radio advertising sales.
Okay. Did you ever get on the air at all?
Oh, sure.
Cliff and the gang, they wouldn't allow you to walk through without dragging you in here, huh?
We did some crazy things, and I would tape some silly musical jingles and for my clients and customers and write their ads. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. All right. Well, we'll get back to that in just a moment, but we got you in here because you have a tremendous talent. You can sing and play. How did it all begin, Jeannie?
Well, after you asked me to come in and told me to think about that, I have to start with a lady named Lillian Tyson Twitt, and that's my mom.
Okay.
And the music genes come from her family, and we're from generations of musicians and organists and pianists and singers. And my mother was actually a Tyson from Cold Spring, and she sang with her sisters, the Tyson sisters. The older generation of KASM listeners might remember even themselves or their parents talking about the Tyson sisters. They recorded it, and it's so much fun to be here in the studio because I know she's looking down. She did radio shows every Sunday with her sisters, with Mr. Sacri in the St. Cloud radio station.
Really?
And so we have some old records of hers. That's where it all started.
Oh, really?
You know, okay. We get all of it from our family.
So your mom taught you to play the piano?
Well, my mother was a singer, but her grandfather, my grandmother Tyson's, my grandma Tyson's dad, they all played the old pump organs,
kind
of thing, and in the churches and everything. So my mom was just a singer. She always wanted to play piano, but she was just the singer.
Okay. Oh, neat. So how old were you when you started twinkling on the piano then?
A sister Margot, OSB, a Benedictine nun, was the music teacher in St. Boniface grade school.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught us piano lessons. My dad had a grocery store in Cold Spring with my uncle, the Cold Spring Model Market, and they scrimped. I'm so grateful for this. They scrimped for my sister, my older sister Sandy, and myself and my brother. Three of us were taking lessons at one time.
Wow.
And back in those days, I'm talking in the 50s and early 60s, all through the 60s, $3 a lesson times three, $9 a week was a lot for music lessons.
That was.
So it goes back to them. We started when we were kids, and the sisters there taught us everything, and they got us going.
And who were your mom and dad then?
My mom and dad were Lil and Jerry Twitt from Cold Spring.
Okay, very good.
T-W-I-T, that's not made up. T-W-I-T.
Uh-huh. Sure. Oh, really?
It's my maiden name.
Okay. And brothers and sisters now, you had what, two sisters?
I have two sisters, Sandy and Kathy, and bless his heart, the whole family got together last week. We lost our brother last week.
Ken, yes.
Our only brother, Ken, passed away very suddenly at 64. And so we were all there to say a farewell to him.
We were there as well.
I know you were.
It was a tremendous turnout for the funeral. And knew Ken all of our lives. Never knew that you were connected to him like that. But, yeah, great pharmacist. And, yeah, we sure enjoyed Ken while he was here with us. So, Jeannie, where did you go to school then?
St. Boniface Grade School.
Okay.
St. Boniface High School till junior year, then it consolidated. So I actually graduated from Ricori.
Oh.
And I always think of Ricori as being a newer school in the
area. Yeah.
Well, our 50th class reunion is next summer, so I guess it's not that new.
Not so new anymore,
right.
No. Then you went on to more school then?
St. Cloud State Music Department.
Uh-huh.
Majored in music there and continued to should I tell you about the how I started in the church work?
Sure.
Maybe you want to know about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
One day there was a knock on our door in Cold Spring. It was a Sunday after Mass, probably like after lunch. And my dad answered the door. I'll never forget it. I remember it like it was yesterday. And Cold Spring people will remember the priest, Father Matthew Keese, a Cold Spring man.
Yep.
And he was the pastor out at Jacob's Prairie.
Yeah.
Knocked on the door. To make a long story short, he told my parents, she plays, meaning my older sister Sandy, and she sings, I've been told. So we need him out there. And in those days, you just did what they asked,
oh,
and
yeah.
We were glad to do it. But I know that we were about 12 and 15 because our parents drove us for the first year to Jacob's Prairie.
Uh-huh.
We didn't even drive. That's where it all started. Meanwhile, we played at St. Boniface also. And remember back then, your mom and dad didn't go to church alone, one or the other. If they did, one was sick. It certainly wasn't because they opted to not go together.
Right.
So we would, one parent would haul us out to Jacob's Prairie. We'd play for early morning mass, back to Cold Spring, jump in the car and go with the family and jump up on the choir loft at St. Boniface and play there. So I grew up going to two masses every Sunday. There were no Saturday masses. And there were no pianos in the churches also. It all evolved. And so I continued that for 54 years.
Wow.
I think that I started playing out at Jacob's Prairie probably, I don't know, in about 1963,
because
I was 12 or 13.
Sure.
I'm telling you how old I am here, right?
That's okay.
And I retired in 2017, 54 years later.
Okay.
There were 3 years in there that I was not a parish director,
uh-huh.
Having kids and raising a family. And,
sure.
And for interim there, I took off. But actually about 54 years of area churches.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you name them all?
Jacob's Prairie, St. Boniface, Albany,
uh-huh.
And I had two and three churches at one time.
Right.
So I'd play three and four masses a weekend. But Jacob's Prairie, Cold Spring, St. Boniface, New Munich, Sacred Heart, Freeport, Immaculate Conception at New Munich, filled in at St. Rose, Albany, $7 here, St. Anthony.
Yeah.
And a lot in Melrose, you know, for special occasions.
Sure.
Funerals and weddings all over the place. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. You bet.
Yeah.
And that's been your weekends, just doing...
Yeah, that's why I retired.
Yeah.
You know, it was wonderful training for the kids. It was a wonderful experience. It was very, very much fun to sing with my daughters, Amy Bonfig and Jill Clausen, in the churches.
Uh-huh.
But we missed many a camping trip and many a fishing trip and many a fish fry or whatever, weekend things, because as the girls got older, all my life, and as my girls, once they were even in like sixth grade, eighth grade, they were singing weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And we, one summer between the girls and I, because they both play piano also, we would double book for 2 years. Our calendar was 2 years out, and we would be on Friday night. Two weddings, maybe each of us in a church. I could play and sing myself. The girls would go together. And then we'd do two on Saturday. We'd do two at 11, and we'd race for... We always had the ushers. I have to tell you this. We always had the ushers for a wedding. If they were at St. Martin at 11 and I was at St. Anthony at 11, we had our ushers know that which road we were taking, the old highway or whatever, because the next one was at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in Melrose and New Munich. And if we didn't get there, the ushers had to come fetch us. If we had a flat tire, they were so close, we wouldn't make those weddings.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's how we did it. One year we did 64 weddings from May to Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was a wonderful thing we did together. But you know what? I like kind of wondering where I'm going to be 2 weeks from now on the weekend.
You like that?
Yeah. You know, the commitment,
it's overwhelming at times. Yes, indeed.
And the girls backed off to raising their families because they remembered how they grew up having to... It's a commitment. It's such a commitment. Kind of like you being here every Sunday.
Yeah.
I know what that's like.
Well, amongst all of that, you managed to find time to find the guy, and you got married too.
Oh, Butch Bonfig from Freeport.
Yeah.
Yes, and we had four children.
Uh-huh.
Amy, Jill, Jerry, and little Gwen at 7 months. Our baby. We had a SIDS baby, so we went through lots of things.
Oh yeah.
Lots of things, and then he died very suddenly at 54.
Yeah.
Of a cardiac
issue.
And And then I was alone for about 15 years, and yeah. now I have a wonderful person in my life named Mr. Arthur Timp.
Yes.
And we are together, and life is very nice and very good. And so we do a lot of traveling and a lot of music and a lot of family things.
Well, we know Art's listening out there,
yeah,
so we're
sure
giving a
is.
Shout out to
oh,
Art.
Sure
hope you're is. Doing well today, Art. We're going to fast forward, Jeannie. We're going to skip over one part, and we'll come back to that. But along the way, after Chasm, you became the travel host for MC Tours.
MC Tours out of Melrose, right. Recently retired December 14th from managing and being the tour director for the mayor's family out of Melrose. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful run, and met a lot of people and have traveled lots of places.
I have talked to so many people since, and they said, what? Who's going to do that? Who's going to bake the cookies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? I'll continue to bake cookies, and who knows where I'll pop up someplace.
Sure.
I'll still be. I might call you and say, I'm chartering a bus. Get on with me, you know. It opens me up to be doing some fun things now.
Absolutely. Well, that's yeah. where we got to meet you. I don't know how it all came yeah. about, but I remember you were hosting tours at Christmas time, and it was the Lowell family down in Twin Cities.
Oh, celebration.
Yeah, yes. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely. We went every year a couple times.
Yeah.
Buses full.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of years ago, yeah. and that's where we first met you. And boy, I'll tell you what, if you want to get to your customers' hearts, you bring those homemade cookies along.
Oh,
That was awesome.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not exaggerating. I know I made literally a couple thousand dozen
cookies. Cookies, yes. Yes, you did. And
crazy.
Very,
but
very good.
It's always fun.
You bet. Well, Jeannie, we're going to ask you to hold that thought for just a minute. I told you 15 minutes goes by in a hurry here. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and continue this. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Did you know that the St. Joe Meat Market now makes a variety of nitrite-free or naturally cured products, and also low-sodium, low-salt products? So back in the day, there was a lot of speculation that nitrite, which is the curing agent used in sausage and other smoked meats to help preserve and add color to the products, was possibly linked to some illnesses and health-related problems. So now, spice companies have since discovered that the same results can be achieved by adding ingredients, Bactoferm and celery juice powder, where nitrite occurs naturally. Folks with sensitivities to nitrite have reported back no ill effects from eating these products with the natural nitrite added. They are so excited to be able to eat hot dogs, brats, bacon, jerky, and a number of other products once again and not have any ill effects from eating these products. These naturally cured products are located in the new bunker freezer along the west wall in the St. Joe Meat Market retail store. We usually make or produce a 25-pound or larger batch. The customer requesting the special product is allowed to purchase as much as of the batch as they want, and the rest is put out for sale. Check out our natural nitrite section the next time you stop by the St. Joe Meat Market. For any sausage questions you might have, be sure to ask for Jesse or Cy in the sausage kitchen at the St. Joe Meat Market. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjoesofmeatmarket.com. By phone, it's 320-363-4913. A big thank you to you from the gang at the St. Joe Meat Market, downtown St. Joe, Minnesota. And Jeannie, for being our guest on the program, and you see it, I brought you that package along today. It's sitting on the counter. And you know what? We put some of those natural cured and low-sodium products in there, just especially for your friend Art, because with his condition that he's been having, he might try some of those and like them. How's
that? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, it's that salt and sodium that he's
That becomes
cardiac.
Such a nemesis when you have those issues. So
thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Well, Jeannie, we skipped over one part of your life, and that kind of ties everything together. You told me that you became a member of the Bob Brenney Band back in the day.
I did. Bob and Pat Brenney, good, and their family, good friends of my family over the years. And one day Bob said, he was out here. That was when I worked out here. And he came out to do his Saturday radio show. And
Dance
he
time
said,
show, yeah.
It's time you play with the band. I need a keyboard player and a singer. Sing with Mary. And I said, you got to be kidding me, you know. I'm like old. I'm like 40 or something, you know. I said, I'm too old to play in a band. He said, we had a good laugh over that. Needless to say, I joined the band. Mary and I had a good time, and everybody that was with him, Louie and Terry Thielen and Bob, all the people that played with him. And we had so much fun. And I always think if there's anything that I probably would not do again musically, is the 2 a.m. band gig thing. You know, I'll do anything else, play anybody's funeral, sing a wedding, help families out, whatever. But I think I'm beyond that. But those were the good old days.
Yes.
Polka Fest in Kansas City.
And
We just played. We played the VF in St. Cloud a lot. And, you know, those places. And it was a good time.
Oh, I can imagine you were in almost all the ballrooms around here.
Yes.
And sadly, they're mostly gone now. But I mean, New Munich and Dino's, or Lakeview Ballroom in Avon, and Coliseum in St. Cloud. I'm sure Bob played all of those back in the days. Yeah,
yes.
Everybody did. And so you were the keyboard player then.
I did keyboard and sang. Mary and I would do some.
Would harmonize?
Oh, sure. We did some harmony when the guys were singing or playing or whatever. It was kind of, you know, whatever happened. A lot of ad-libbing on those stages.
Absolutely. Now, did you get in on any of the recordings? Bob made about 4 recordings. Were you around at all during any of those?
I was not.
You were not.
That was all. He did not record much by the time
I was playing
with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still. As we're probably going to feature some of Bob's music after the show here, and I'm sure many of those songs you played, and it was bring back memories.
It was fun for me because I actually grew up with, if we went to a Coliseum or a ballroom, it was with our parents, and it was to listen to Glenn Miller or Guy DeLeo.
Oh, yeah.
We grew up with ballroom. We didn't grow up with old time, you know, and that music. So for me, they would tease me so much when I'd say, what are we going to sing? I didn't know a lot. I mean, my dad was a concertina player.
Really?
He played, studied with, do you remember the name Harvey Wadle?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. He was my dad's concertina teacher.
Really?
We have one of Harvey's old concertinas, yes, that my dad owned. So we knew polkas and that kind of thing. But a lot of the songs that Bob's band did, I had to learn out there on the floor, you know. So it was a lot of fun. Good experience.
Absolutely. And of course, I'm sure there was plenty of guys back in the days. I know when I was playing, too, if the concertina player like Bob would take a solo. Of course, you were a keyboard player, so I suppose you are considered an essential player. You could never get away to slip in a dance, huh?
Well, no, I was really important.
Oh.
Oh, no, we got to dance a little. Mary and I'd take a break and let the boys play, and away we'd go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And those were fun times, fun memories.
Trust me, though, I was not a very good schottischer.
Oh, you weren't?
No. Or I could waltz.
Okay. Oh, neat. Did you go to a lot of polka dances in the days, you know, before you were playing and stuff?
No.
You didn't? Okay. It was all the big band stuff.
I'm a 60s girl.
Okay. So it was the big band scene that your parents would take you to?
Sure. We would ballroom dancing.
Ballroom
kind of
dancing,
thing.
Yeah.
That's what my parents did.
Mm-hmm. Neat. Yeah. As you look back at the Bob Rennie band there, any numbers that were your favorites that, you know, when he'd call up a number, you'd say, it's a blue skirt waltz? Or...
Yes. I liked all the Tennessee waltz. Probably my absolute all-time favorite.
Yep.
Always has been. Blue skirt waltz was my dad's favorite, so I love that one. And I can even push my daughter Amy, and I can push that little concertina button a little bit. Oh, sure.
I've seen Amy do that. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. And, you know, and you probably met a lot of the other musicians along the way, too, I'm sure. I'm thinking of one, Jay Patterson from Waite Park, Minnesota. Jay, he is so knowledgeable when it comes to polka music, and he knows the history of, say, the Midnight Waltz or some of these. They come from the other country, you know, the old country. And a lot of those songs tell a story. There's a ballad or something about it. So I was tying this together with you. I mean, with the Tennessee waltz or blue skirt waltz, they're such nice, gentle waltzes, and they have got a good story, good words to them, I always think. Polka music, they say, is happy music. I've always enjoyed it. Did you find it the same?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Neat.
And I had an aunt, one of the Tyson sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up with the cowboy music,
you know,
all of that kind of music and the yodeling.
Oh.
Oh, and you know, so I love to hear the yodelers.
Do you yodel too?
Oh,
no.
No.
Oh, that takes a special art.
I practice. I have a friend, Lynette Guida, who owns Jasper's Theater, and her family runs Jasper's up at Walker, at Park Rapids, in the Walker area, up at Park Rapids. And she rides on our buses sometimes, and when we get together, we get her to yodel. And she tries to teach me. Oh, sigh. I better stick to wedding music and church music.
Oh, golly. Well, I know, like I mentioned to you before, just visiting with folks been to a couple of funerals this past week and just at the meat market, and the word's getting out that you've retired from MC Tours there. And they're just like, what are we going to do now? You know, they're just lost. And it's just a compliment to you, Jeannie.
Well, tell you what, Cy, you take the buses and we'll get on them. I'll bake the cookies, and you,
okay.
Art and I, and you and Janet, we'll just put those people all on a coach and go someplace.
There you go. Okay. And the way life goes, I mean, we were on vacation here a couple of years ago and took a day and went to the Shooting Star Casino. Oh, and who's standing outside the bus gathering all the people up? There's Jeannie Bonfig.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's been a wonderful ride, literally, on those buses. It's been a lot of fun. The people I've met, it's been phenomenal.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So anything that we're missing in
I don't think so.
The lifetimes and...
You know what I told you when you asked me to do this?
Yeah.
I said, who could possibly... It's Christmas night at my daughter Amy's and Cy's Dwight. They're a couple, and they invited the moms and dads for Christmas dinner, and it's always so nice.
Yeah.
When you asked me to do this, I thought, who would possibly be interested in anything about me?
Oh, my gosh.
So it's an honor to have been asked. You know, I feel like I'm right up there with Lynn Anderson this morning. I'm pretty excited, Cy.
Stearns County and beyond is enjoying this very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, Jeannie, we have to get back. I knew I was going to bring this full circle. So we're going to talk a little bit right now about your days back at Chasm. And one of your favorites to work with was Cliff.
Oh, Cliff.
People love Cliff stories.
Should I tell you my last and favorite Cliff story was a couple years ago. I was at my MC Tours desk at work at my office in Melrose, and my phone rang, and he always called me honey. Honey, it's Clifford. Honey, it's Clifford. Can you just hear him?
Yes, he can.
And I said, hi, Cliff. What's happening? And he said, well, Miss Ellie and I just finished everything, and the kids all know, and I just got one more phone call. He says, I got to call Jeannie because he said they're not putting me in the ground without the Bonfig singing. You know how Cliff talked.
Oh, yes.
I said, Clifford, are you telling me something? And he says, heck no, I'm asking you something. He said, I want to know if you're going to promise you'll be there. And I said, Clifford, if I am alive when you pass, I would be honored to be there. And he said, yeah, and I'm telling him, if you're out on a bus or something, they just got to hold up the funeral. It was a hilarious conversation about death and dying and funeral music. Okay, so I commit, and I told my girls about it, and they just laughed. It wasn't that long after that we got a call from Dean Mitchell.
Yeah.
Ellie and, you know, everybody knows Cliff and Ellie's son, Dean. And not long after that, Miss Ellie.
Yep.
So I think that's a wonderful Chasm story. I would not have been at those funerals if it hadn't been for my work here.
Yes.
And getting to know the Mitchell family. And we were very honored to do the music.
Absolutely. And it was beautiful. I was there.
Services.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I missed them.
Yes, for sure. And any other thoughts or, you know, you worked here those 6 years. You had some good years. You built a great client base, huh?
Oh, we had a lot of fun with those ads.
Yeah.
Those ads were just kind of fun and crazy. And there were people here like my good friend Linda Finken and different people that worked here, Mary Jo Koenig, and the people that have gone through here. And Kevin Priscala and Randy was on board at that time, and Brad came on. And I was real excited that Diane replaced me and has done such a good job all these years for Chasm.
It's been there's
a great crew out here.
Continuous, and that's awesome. Well, okay, Jeannie, we just about run out of time, and I kind of warned you that I was going to ask you one more thing, and that is a memorable moment over your lifetime, something that sticks out in your mind, good, bad, or otherwise, whether it was here at the station, playing with the Bob Rennie Band, traveling with the tour company.
I know what it was.
Give me it.
I was singing with a band in Glacier National Park for a college summer job, and a man came up to me, and I knew this guy. Why did I know him? And he said, if you can sing Petula Clark's Downtown When You're Alone and Life Is, he said, there's a nice tip in it for you. I looked at the band, and they said, hit it, key of G, and we sang Downtown.
Really?
And this man came up, and he put... Remember, this was the summer of 1969.
Oh, my.
He put a bill in my hand. Paper, you know, money was in my hand. And he just took my hand and squeezed it in there. And he walked away. And I remembered while I was singing who it was. And as he handed me that, I said, thank you, Mr. Huntley. It was Chet Huntley. And his family were there on vacation. And he went on to build then, you know, at Big Sky, the big Chet Huntley resort that's there. But you got to hear this. In summer of 69, if somebody gave you a $5 tip for something, it was a big tip.
Yeah.
And it was a $50 bill.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my. Oh. I loved Mr. Chet Huntley.
I don't blame you.
That was exciting.
Oh, that is exciting. That is a great story.
He wasn't a very important person.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Well, that is neat.
Oh, there's lots of memories.
Oh, I can believe it. And we could go on. I know if I keep tapping, they just come one after another. But our time has run out. Jeannie, we want to thank you for taking time out to come in. It's been an honor to have you in here. I tell everyone, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime.
Okay, we will.
Absolutely.
This has been so good for me, Cy, because, you know, I'm very shy.
I know that.
Bye-bye. Thanks again.
All righty. And there she goes, Miss Jeannie Bonfick. And she is our 274th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're at 13 minutes now before the hour, after the hour of 12 noon, 13 past 12, 28, our temperature here in Albany. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Bob Rennie Band in just moments. Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Jeannie Bonfig, our 274th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program, and what a delight to have Jeannie in the studios. So much knowledge and such a great person, and she's pretty much done it all, and she's not done yet. Now in retirement, her and Art, yes, you'll see them around. They have a lot of things, a lot of fun things in mind. So we wish them well. We're at 16 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and 28 is our current temperature here in Albany. We talked about some of the music that Jeannie did with the Bob Rennie Band. I mentioned the Blue Skirt Waltz. Here is the Bob Rennie Band off of their Volume 5 CD, and it's one called the Blue Skirt Waltz.
lady, when first we met, we danced in a world of blue. How can my heart forget? Bluer the skies and bluer your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore.
Brenny Band there with one called the Blue Skirt Waltz. And yes, Ginny was mentioning most of these players she had the opportunity to play along with. Bob Brenny himself on the concertina and vocals. Andy Stangler came in, Ginny said, right after she had left the band. Andy featured on this album on the concertina and some of the vocals. Mary Struzik, Bob's sister, on the drums, banjo, and vocals. Louis Dindorf, that's Louis that Ginny referred to. Louis was a great tenor and alto sax player, also doing some vocals. Dave Haight on tenor and alto sax, along with keyboard and vocals. Bob Nathie on the bass horn, bass guitar, and vocals. So, yeah, some great stuff for you there on this recording. Right now, we're going to feature Andy Stangler on a great polka tune. It's one called the Two Canaries Polka, the Bob Brenny Band. Bob Brenny Band featuring Andy Stangler on the concertina solo there with one called the Two Canaries Polka. Here's another one that Ginny probably sang many times with the Bob Brenny Band. It's a group sing-along, one called the Roll Out the Barrel Polka. Thank you. Bob Brenny Band and one called the Roll Out the Barrel Polka. And boy, you can hear in there the whole gang singing along. Bob Brenny, one of the more popular polka bands to come out of central Minnesota. And boy, they had a good time. They really had it going back in those years. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours. Yes, they bring us this portion each and every week at this time. Turco, with all sorts of great tours and trips around this great land of ours. They have the extended tours to all the big cities, mentioning just a few: New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A. They do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota. And, of course, they do casino tours in and about our upper Midwest area to such destinations like the Shooting Star in Mahnomen, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Northern Lights in Walker, Minnesota, the Three Turtles over in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa. You get the idea. The list goes on and on. Now, to make a reservation, to receive a brochure, to get on their mailing list, to get on board the bus, give Dave and the gang a call over at Turco. Their phone number toll-free is 1-800-868-7261. 1-800-868-7261. Dave Ebertowski and the gang over at East Bethel, they would love to hear from you. So make that call this week. Turco, they probably bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet on KASM. Well, the Bob Brenny Band, they like doing foxtrots and they like doing the big band stuff. Right now, here's a nice foxtrot number, one called Such a Day, the Bob Brenny Band.
Such a day as this should have no ending. Such a day this wonderful should land. Such a day I've always dreamed of living. What will come once our goodbye is said? Like the clouds that drift and pass so quick, so is our time slipping by. Such a day as this should have no ending. Such a day this wonderful should last. Such a day as this should have no ending. Such a day this wonderful should last. Such a day I've always dreamed of living. What will come once our goodbye is said? Like the clouds that drift and pass so quick, so is our time slipping by. Such a day as this should have no ending. Such a day this wonderful should last.
The Bob Brenny Band with one called Such a Day, a nice foxtrot number there. by the band. That's all coming off of his Volume 5 CD. Right now we're going to switch to their Volume 4 CD. Nice picture of Bob and Pat on the front of the cover. Beautiful recording. And we're going to do one here that they did a lot back in the days. One called the Red River Valley. Nice snappy number there by the Bob Rennie Band, one called the Red River Valley Polka. Here's one that Jeannie Bonfig had mentioned. She loved to sing. This was one called the Tennessee Waltz, the Bob Rennie Band. Thank you. The Bob Rennie Band, that comes off of their Greet the Folks at Home CD, Volume 4, one called The Tennessee Waltz. 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're up to 30 degrees here in central Minnesota. 30 is our new daytime high here in central Minnesota. We're going to move to another one of Bob's CDs. This was The Best of Bob Rennie, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. And another song that folks recognize from back in the days, the Bob Rennie Band doing one called Let the Sun Shine In. Band with one called Let the Sun Shine In. 22 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have a 30-year temperature here in Albany as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdock, yes, they'd love to have you join their traveling family, and yeah, you can sure do that. Lots of upcoming tours now this year to look forward to. So they're doing the International Farm Machinery Tour in February. This one, we talked with Laverne and Kim about. Yeah, really excited about this one. It's a great trip. They have some big international trips, like the Best of Ireland comes your way in March. There's the South America Adventure, which is also in March. And there's the Southwest Circle Tour, and that's going to be the end of March into April. So some big trips there for you to take in. See some sights. They do the 6th annual Spring Mystery Tour. I've heard from folks that they just love this tour. They do a spring one and a fall one, and it's not that expensive, just $369 per person, just 3 days. You have no idea where you're going, but you're guaranteed to have fun because they just take care of you so well, Laverne and Kim. The big National Quilt Museum and Quilt Tour to Paducah, Kentucky is on the schedule for April 24th. The Ark Encounter to Berea, Kentucky, Napanee, and Sheepshawana, Indiana Amish Tour, that's in May. Of course, the 26th Annual Alaska Cruise and Land Vacation. This one's been going on for 26 years, and people just love it. It's in July. And yes, the list goes on and on. There are so many more trips to go. If you want to find out about them, give Laverne and Kim a call. You just have to do that. They'll be happy to take your call, 1-800-840-9211. They'll send you up brochures, information about it. If you have a computer, yeah, you can check them out on the web. They keep that updated so nicely, www.laverne'stravel.com. So, yeah, make that call. Check them out with all the upcoming tours and trips with Laverne's Travel. You're sure to have a great time. Laverne's Travel. They proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 30, our temperature here in Albany. Music continues right now with the Bob Brenny Band and another great song by the Bob Brenny Band. This one is one called Just Because, the Bob Brenny Band. Brenny Band with one called Just Because, coming off of their Best of Volumes 1, 2, and 3 CD. Right now, we're going to move to one more yet of Bob Brenny's CDs. It was the latest one, Memories of Home, Volume 6, and feature Andy on a nice little tune here, one called The Swede's Landler, the Bob Brenny Band. Thank you. Bob Burney Band featuring Andy Stengler on the concertina solo there with One Called Swedeslander. Time for just a couple more selections. This one comes off of that same CD, one called Anna-Lisa. Anna-Lisa with the Bob Burney Band. One more on the way with the Bob Burney Band off of that CD. It's one called The Old Oklahoma Waltz. Thank you. The Bob Brenny Band off of their Volume 6 recording, one called the Oklahoma Waltz. 9 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. 30 our temperature here in Albany. Winding down another musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're going to go back to Bob Brenny's Volume 4 recording. Nice picture on the cover there with Bob and Pat. And, yeah, here's another one. Sing-along number, one called the TikTok Polka. Brenny Band with one called the TikTok Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we're going to do that with one, a nice waltz tune here, one coming off of the Volume 4 Greet the Folks at Home CD, and it is one called Greet the Folks at Home. The Bob Brenny Band greet the folks at home, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 30 degrees here in central Minnesota.